It's the Lost Years Pod. Lost Years Pod. Running through this show called Boy Meets World is what we're doing. Sid and Tay are your friends who will always stand by you. It's the Lost Years Pod.
Hello and welcome to the Lost Years, a retrospective fan cast. I'm Sid.
I'm Tay.
Welcome to the season 5 finale.
Heyo! Here we are.
It is actually season 5, episode 24. Yeah. How are we feeling, baby? Everybody?
I'm feeling better.
Yeah, that is sick. Great.
Thank you all for your patience. I had no voice last week, and then I had no energy. I was like better, and then I was worse, and it was a real mess, but I'm on the upswing. Feeling okay. What are you nostalgic for this week?
It came from this episode, but the last week of high school.
Oh, cute.
I think it brought back some fun memories of everybody, like when being a senior and mm-hmm. everybody just getting to celebrate that they're moving on. Mm-hmm. I remember like everybody wearing their college shirts, which was extremely fun, and everybody was getting photos and the yearbook signing, and especially being a senior, I was in broadcasting, and we made like a final senioritis commercial that was played. Cute. And it was to the song the I Don't Care, I Love It, because that came out when I was in high school.
Icona Pop.
Yes. And we would just be doing normal mundane tasks, and then when it got to the chorus, it was like, I don't care. It was like flipping desks or like doing a bunch of stuff. Like, it was ridiculous, and like we put it in slow-mo, and it was very funny. But I don't know, I miss that time, because it felt like everybody, even if you weren't friends, was like talking to each other, at least at my school. Mm-hmm. And everybody was just really excited, and you didn't have any more responsibilities, and it felt great. So
that's delightful.
Yeah
My school was weird in that for whatever reason, the way we did our yearbooks, we didn't get them until the following year.
Really?
So yeah, we had to go back. So we didn't have like yearbooks to sign at the end of the
That's
year.
That's
like,
so weird.
For whatever I don't know why it was my middle school was normal. We had normal end of year yearbooks. And I think I still have both of my middle school yearbooks. And I do have two of my high school yearbooks, my sophomore year, which was my freshman year, and my senior year, which I did go pick up. But how very stupid. So we didn't have yearbooks to sign, which was a bummer.
It's such like a relaxing activity too, where it's people going around and actually sign yearbooks and everything.
It's so fun. And I remember, at least when I was in middle school and we had yearbooks, I remember like dedicating certain pages for specific friends so that they had space to sign. Just, you know, like Corey does vaguely, which we'll get to. But yeah, the last week of school is so chill and fun. You're just kind of vibing out, especially after like exams and stuff. Cause I think our exams were like a separate day than our like actual last like week of school. So it was like just come and hang out, which was nice. I had a teacher our senior year who it was like my AP English teacher, and she had us all write letters to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And she sent them to us a year later, which was really fun.
Yeah.
I put money in mine.
Just for when you need it. Here you go.
Yeah, literally. I was like, here's $20. I hope that you're doing okay.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Love that. One of my favorite things was specifically in my senior math class, because, again, I hated math. I know you were into math. I hated it.
Yeah.
A lot of people in my class also hated it, because we weren't in, like, the calculus class. We didn't do any of that. We were just in, like, whatever the next step of math was really matter. So that was my class. And we all didn't like the teacher that much. But he had this rule that if you got a certain percent on, like, the final quiz, you didn't have to take the final exam. And so it was like, oh, shoot. And no one was good at it. But yeah. I think the majority of our class, if not everybody, just beat the percent. And so, like, no one had to take the final exam. And
That's
he said
awesome.
It right at the end of the class one day of normal class period before the last week of school. And everybody was just so hyped up, because we're like, nobody has to take a math final. This is the last week of school.
God, I wish that was an option for me. Oh, it was my, especially so good. Senior year, my math was like, I stopped being good at math like middle of junior year because mm-hmm. I can't do trigonometry or calculus. Trig is so hard.
That it's was
so
what hard. We were all like, what are we doing?
I don't understand it at all. I get every other, like, I love algebra. I love geometry.
Algebra is great.
Trig makes zero sense to me. Sine, cosine, tangent. What does it mean?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. If you know, you're lying.
It's such a made up thing.
It's so fake. But yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, what are you nostalgic for?
Bubblegum amoxicillin.
That's extremely specific.
I know. It's because I had strep. So
did you have to take it or were you just thinking about it?
No. So my sickness, as previously mentioned, was strep throat. I was sick and I didn't know what I had for a really long time. I could not, like, I thought it was COVID. All of my COVID mm-hmm. tests were negative. I didn't get like a strep culture from the first place. So it was like very dramatic. And so when I found out I had strep, I was like, okay, great. They were like, yes, we can give you an antibiotic for this. It'll clear it up. And I was talking to one of our friends about how I had to take amoxicillin. And they were like, oh, do you remember when you were a kid and it tasted like bubblegum? And I was like, yes. And I super remember it because I had strep every year from first to 12th grade. So I was constantly drinking that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just so yummy. And I like remember being so excited as a kid to like come home from school and have to take my 3 o'clock amoxicillin because I had strep throat again. And you know, it's just like a fun little thing from childhood that made being like very sick just a little bit more fun. And then I think my junior and senior year, it wasn't bubblegum, but it was like a different flavor that mm-hmm. was still like very syrupy sweet that still was like fun to drink. I was past the point where I needed to be taking it 3 times a day. Like I could just take a pill. Yes, I was like, no, get me the bubblegum, get me the flavored. Like I want to drink it. I need to have a nice time. So yeah, it's very short. I didn't look up the like history of amoxicillin or anything.
No one's asking you to.
I know. I'm just saying, but like, I loved that little sweetness that made being sick just like a little bit more fun.
Yeah. I think it was fun too because I don't know what your, I don't know, like shot taking device
it was, like the little vial.
The really tall one.
Yeah.
Like it was different than all the little short ones. And so it was fun to have to actually pour it in there. And because it's all thicker too, it was really nice to just drink down as opposed mm-hmm. to all of the more liquid grape tasting whatever.
Yeah, like Robitussin and stuff. Like all that stuff is terrible.
None of that. But the bubblegum amoxicillin, now that you say it, now I'm thinking about it.
It's good.
It's very good.
I don't know how they made it taste so yummy, but I loved it.
It's like making it fun for kids to be medicated.
Yeah, because it's so hard, especially when you're like real little. It's like so hard to get your kids to take a medicine, especially if it's like not enjoyable to take.
That's why Flintstone vitamins existed. Like,
right, exactly.
You need to take them. Look how fun they are.
Yeah. So yeah, I absolutely love that. And unfortunately, the amoxicillin I'm taking now is just like giant horse pills because I'm an adult. They don't ask you what kind of amoxicillin you want.
Just go up to them like, excuse me.
Excuse me. I know that I'm 30, but can I have the bubblegum amoxicillin, please? So sorry.
You know what? The fact that you can be an adult and make a lot of purchases on your own, you should be able to request that.
I know. The problem with it is that when it's in that form, you do have to take it more times a day.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, only one more time a day, but, like, still.
And?
do you want to get into it?
Yes, I would love to.
Yay.
Season 5, episode 24, the season 5 finale, is titled Graduation. The episode aired on May 15th, 1998. It was directed by Alan Meyerson and was written by Matthew Nelson and Bob Tischler. Side note, I like that they do keep these pretty consistent with when they would actually happen throughout the year.
Yeah.
Like May, graduation, they're done with school.
It's so fun.
So good.
I don't know how they made that work, like how in the filming schedule, but that is pretty normal throughout the show.
Yeah, it's like they do it normal school years, and that's, I appreciate the heck out of that. Yeah. Anyway, the synopsis is the group is getting ready to graduate while Mr. Feeney assigns them one last assignment about what they are feeling during the last few weeks before graduation. That is a long sentence.
It's pretty long, yeah.
But it is true.
Not the worst. Maybe sentence structural wise, not great.
Could have been better.
as far as synopses go, not the worst. Okay, so the first scene, we are in the school hallway. Corey is trying to get people to sign his yearbook as Sean watches. And people are just sort of walking past and ignoring him. He turns back to Sean and says, "Isn't this great? I mean, I love this week." Sean's like, "Yeah, me too. Is it over yet?" Corey says, "No, look at Frankie and Joey. They're going to be graduating this year. And it only took them 8 years." It doesn't make any sense. Cut over to said thugs. And Frankie says, "This is it, my good Joey. Our last week as juvenile delinquents." Side note, they're not juveniles anymore. If they've been in high school for 8 years, they're 22.
They're fully in their 20s.
They're fully adults, and they shouldn't still be in the school.
No.
Joey says, "Yeah, out of high school, the real world. So what do you think we should be?" Frankie goes, "Criminals?" And Joey nods, "Okay." Frankie continues, "But we should start small." Joey agrees, "Let's rob our friends." They walk over to Corey and Sean and sort of friendly but also aggressively like grab them by the necks. And Frankie's like, "Because we have shared both good times and bad, we would be honored if you would sign these yearbooks that we have pilfered." Sean's like, "Wait, you took somebody else's yearbooks?" Corey adds, "But you get your own." Joey says, "Where's the joy in that?" Corey says, "You know what, Sean? Even they have the spirit this week," turning to Frankie. "What would you like me to say?" Frankie says, "Just put down your address." Joey adds, "Yeah, and you know, what time you're not going to be home? You don't have like a big dog or nothing, do you?" They take their books back and Frankie says, "You boys take care of yourselves. And remember, always stay friends." He slaps Corey hard on the back, who winces but says, "That's nice, Frankie." Frankie continues, "Yeah, well, we like to think of ourselves as the Corey and Sean of the underworld." Joey says, "Ooh, I want to be Corey. Can I be Corey?" Frankie says, "That makes me Sean. Come on, Joey." They leave. It's so good to see them. They leave and Corey says, "You see that, Sean, huh? You see how important this week is? Saying goodbye to people we might not ever see again. Saying goodbye to people who've been around, but we've sort of lost touch with." Sean asks, "Like who?" Corey says, "Well, I don't know. I guess there's nobody really like that." Fast pan over to none other than Stuart Mankus, who is standing by Feeny's door holding a binder. The audience just like whoops in excitement. And Corey says, "Hi, Mankus." Mankus goes, "Oh, now it's hi, Mankus. For the last 4 years, it's like I haven't even been in the same school with you guys." Sean's like, "Well, you know, we just never saw you around." Mankus goes, I was just in the other part of the school." Sean asks, "What other part of the school?" Mankus says, "You know, over there," and points off screen. The boys look suspiciously and Corey says, "Well, we don't go there." Sean agrees, "Yeah, you go over there, you may never come back." Mankus says, "Ah, that's crazy." And then looking over there, "Hey, Mr. Turner, wait up." The boys look off and watch Mankus go. And Corey says, "Well, Sean, I think the time has come to sign each other's yearbooks." He looks at him expectantly and then finishes, "Shall we talk about it first?" Sean says, no, let's just do it." They trade and Corey says, well, where to begin, huh? What am I going to say to you? I mean, this is going to take me at least a week." Sean closes the book and says, "I'm done," and hands it back to Corey. Corey's confused, "You're done?" and flips to the page. "Hey?" "You write, hey?" Sean says, "And I mean it." And Corey's like, "You don't even write my name?" Sean says, "Corey, it's your yearbook. Who else would it be to? You know how I feel about you. Why do I have to write it down?" Corey says, "Because it's the spirit of the week, Sean. It's about this place. Now, why don't you care about this?" Topanga walks up in that moment saying, "Look what we got." And Corey turns and goes, "Oh, our senior rings." She says, "Yeah, they just got here. You can pick up yours in the cafeteria, Sean." Sean says, "No, I can't because I didn't order one. They're stupid. They mean nothing." He watches Corey put Topanga's ring on her like their wedding rings and finishes, "To me," and walks away. Corey says, "So, have you been thinking about Yale? This is a big decision." She says, "I told you, Corey, I'm going to Pembroke with you. That's what I want." He says, "You don't turn down Yale without thinking about it first." She replies, "I have thought about it." He says, "Listen, I got you some information from the internet last night. Promise me you'll read it before you make up your mind." The bell rings. She smiles and says, "I love you, Corey." He says, "Well, you should." She walks away and Sean comes back pretending to be supportive, very smooth. Corey says, "I'm not pretending, Sean, and I'm not smooth. Topanga got into Yale and I'm proud of her. If she cheats herself out of going because of me, how do I live with that?" Sean says, "But you don't want her to go." And Corey half answers, "I want to support her and I want you to support me for supporting her." Sean says, "I support you. Go, Corey." Corey goes, "You're pretending, aren't you?" Sean says, "Yeah, Corey, just like you." He walks away and that is the end of the scene.
Oh boy.
Lots happened in this one.
Yeah, a big scene to start at the beginning.
I blacked out in the middle of that and I realized I came back and I was still reading. I was like, wow.
Oh, man. I think going all the way back to the beginning when Corey is asking people and says, "We were never really friends." That was not my experience with yearbooks. Like, he just kind of shrugs it off. Everybody wanted to sign everybody's.
Yeah, it's
because
fun.
it doesn't matter that much, you know? And it's just like, someone wants my autograph in a book.
My autograph.
Let me do it.
Yeah, you write down like hags. Lilas.
That's what cracked me up when Sean did write hey, because I was like, you could have written anything. And I love that you just chose that. And not even signing his own name. Like Corey said, you didn't even write, hey, Corey. But it's like, he didn't even sign his own name. That
yeah,
could be
he
anybody.
Just wrote, hey. Could be anyone.
What I do appreciate, besides just Frankie and Joey being back, but also Minkus, and then the reference of Mr. Turner, just everything about this is they're about to leave high school. The writers are all fully aware of this. They're like, we have to wrap up everybody's random storylines.
Yeah, yeah.
That we
why have
not
we
acknowledged.
Seen these people? This is why.
Because we're not coming back here and we don't want to be asked about it.
Right.
And I love that.
It's delightful.
Frankie and Joey being back did catch me off guard. I love Joey with the haircut.
Yeah.
It's all short good. Now. He doesn't have the little rat looking hair.
No.
It's great.
Joey the rat.
But what I also hate about it is they were saying, oh, let's be criminals, as if we haven't seen Frankie just being this fully well-rounded individual that
oh, yeah,
was like giving
true.
His life of crime up. So I was like, no, why do we have to revert back to that? Now we'd be thinking about it.
But I like that they're still like friends with Sean and Corey at the end of it. They're
yeah.
I like to think of ourselves as the Sean and Corey of the underworld.
Of the underworld is so insane.
Like, Joey's so excited to be Corey. It's so cute.
But yeah, Minkus being back cracked me up. Because I did know that he appeared again just because of internet or people talking
yes.
about it. But it's funny in the way that they did it. It's just, who else are we going to see? And then it's just like, oh, it's also me. Remember, mm-hmm. I am here. And he has a little bit of a voice drop, which is funny. Because
yeah.
when we last saw him, he was a literal
a baby.
Child.
Yeah.
And again, it still cracks me up that he is fully gone, given the fact that he is in the Boy Meets World promotional art in Disney Plus. Like, he's used as it. He's part of the cast, but he just, again, disappeared into what? Like, the dimension?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he zipped away, and then it's like, surprise, I'm in the other side of the hallway.
Yeah.
Which is also just very funny.
Go over there, you might never come back.
My thing with the end of this episode is that it's such a tonal shift from Corey as opposed to the end of the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
And it's more of what I thought his character would be like in the last, like compared to the last episode, where it's he's putting on face of the fact that he's happy for Topanga and like he's encouraging it. But it's just like he's also just psyched to be around everybody. Like he's I don't know. It felt very much like the Corey that I did want in the last episode.
Yeah.
Or like how I wanted him to be. But yeah, it's fun that Sean is also just calling him out. And he's like, you're not actually excited about it. And I know that. And you're not admitting it to yourself. But
denial is a powerful drug.
It's like Topanga.
Denial is a river in Egypt.
Yeah. And I like he loves her and he's very understanding of it. But I swear I want Topanga to go to Yale so bad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, that was my first scene notes.
Yeah. So why do you want her to go to Yale?
Because they're in high school, right? Mm-hmm. I know that they always just talk about the fact that they're going to end up together, and I fully believe them. Mm-hmm. And I just want her to experience, like, I don't know, like, the education that she's always wanted.
Sure.
She had thought about that. And, like, even without being with Corey, she was really looking forward to being there and, like, always dreamed about it because she's been top A student. Like, you know, I don't know. I just want her to experience that and not just high school boyfriend situation. Because if you're meant to be together, you're meant to be together.
Yeah.
And those are my thoughts.
I love that. I think that's great. It's weird. I don't disagree with you. It's weird to like not have a dog in the fight though, because I'm just like, I mean, I know what happens with them. So
yeah,
I'm like, yeah. And I never when I was a kid watching this, I was like, well, they gotta be together. Like, gotta go wherever they go, because you know. But like, as an adult, obviously, the right choice would be for them to go to separate schools, because you know, like you said, if you're meant to be together, you will be, and you shouldn't stunt your education, quote unquote. Not stunt, like, you know.
No, because Pembroke is a good school still.
It's a state school, quote unquote, from what we understand.
Yeah.
I think. I assume. It's not a real school, for the record.
Yeah.
Pembroke is fake. But as far as we understand, I think it's a state school. So, you know, it's not like it's a bad school. It's not like she's going to community college over Yale. But
yeah. it's, I mean, like, it was still difficult for them to get in too. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's still a good school, but yeah.
It's not Yale. It's not Yale. I know.
Had you watched this live when it had come out?
No.
Okay.
Everything that I've watched was in syndication.
Gotcha.
But I think, well,
this was 98?
No, I think it was all in syndication.
Okay.
Because I was, yeah. Because I didn't start watching Boy Meets World until it was airing on Disney Channel and then on ABC Family. And that's when I, like, was able to watch all of it.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I feel like if I was also watching this episode live, it would have... I mean, like, being in high school, if I were in the age of them, it also would have been like, oh, but you got to be with the high school boyfriend. It is now because I'm almost 30 and being like, that, girl, yeah, don't...
don't base your life around a man. No, 1,000%. Okay, so the next scene. We are in Feeny's class. Feeny walks in and says, welcome to your final week of Feeny, everyone. Here's your assignment. Everyone groans and he says, oh, shut up. I'm tired too. Now, this assignment is completely optional and for no credit. Sean says, oh, well, I'll get started on it right away. Oh, look, I'm done. Feeny walks right up to Sean at his desk and says, that's right, Mr. Hunter, you don't have to do it. I want you to write about what's in your heart during these last weeks of school. Sean's like, why are you looking at me? Feeny walks back to his desk and Sean continues, I don't have to do it, right? And Joe says, do it, Sean. It's no pressure. It'll be fun. He says, it would not be fun. She asks, why not? Topanga announces, I'm doing it and I'm getting an A. Feeny turns, it's for no credit, Miss Lawrence. Topanga slowly stands, I have 699 A's. I need one more. Give me the A, Feeny. She's like grabbed him by his lapels. And he says, okay, fine. You've got an A. You don't even have to do it. I'll just give you an A because I'm scared of you. Now that makes it even 700. She says, 700, that's more than anybody, right? He says, oh, more than anybody. She sits back down looking satisfied. And Feeny says to Corey quietly, good luck in hell, Mr. Matthews. And that's the end of the scene.
This is such a funny little scene. Yeah. It also kind of contributes to why I still think that she should go to Yale. She cares a lot, you know? Yeah. She's the most caring about school besides Minkus. of anybody in the school. But yeah, as soon as Mr. Feeny says it's the final week of Feeny, I got sad and I'm not even in his class.
Right. Yeah.
But the fact him saying that, oh, shut up, I'm tired too, like, my king. I mean, I love seeing Topanga in this little competitive nature too. Her little smile that she does when she sits back down is very funny. Like, she's got this little smirk, like she's just so happy.
Yeah,
and
it's
very good. But the good luck in hell, Mr. Matthews. Feeny just fully also acknowledging that these two are going to be together, and that's just very fun.
It's also an insane thing for your teacher to say to you.
They've just grown so close.
Yeah. Okay, so the next scene, we are back at the apartment. Jack has hung a couple congratulations Sean banners around the house. And when he comes in, he says, surprise, Mr. Graduator. Sean says, Jack, I told you, I'm not into this. Jack says, oh, yeah? Well, I got something that might change your mind. Ta-da! He holds up a caricature of a graduating Sean. And Sean asks, is that supposed to be me? Jack's like, yeah, isn't it great? I had a guy do it from a snapshot. Sean takes it and says, yeah, it's great. Now graduation really means a lot to me. He sets it face down nearby and Jack shoves him. Sean's like, what was that? And pushes him back. Jack says, why don't you appreciate my caricature of you with a big head and the tiny body and you're riding a big diploma like it's a magic carpet ride to your future, huh? Why? You don't appreciate anything, man. He shoves him again harder and Sean yells, it's a crappy picture. I hate it. And shoves Jack into the couch. They're now full-blown tussling, having this conversation. Jack says, don't you understand, man? You will never go to high school ever again. Sean yells back, yeah, hooray. Jack continues, you know what? I'm just trying to put you in touch with your feelings. And Sean says, no, you're trying to put me in touch with your feelings. He breaks a hold and Jack asks, why do we always end up wrestling? Sean says, I think it's how we communicate. Jack agrees, yeah, well, I have something else to say, and grabs him into a wrestle again. They end up wrestling onto the floor as Eric comes out in an all-black suit of some kind with a grappling hook. Feeny thinks he's retiring. He thinks he's moving away. I'm going to stop him. I don't know how, but I am. Maybe I'll ask the French for help or the Belgians. They're not doing anything. He steps over the brothers on the floor and finishes, you baby, stop fighting. He leaves clumsily as they watch. And once the door is closed, they continue wrestling. And that is the end of the scene.
This is kind of a fun little nothing scene, other than the fact that you can tell that Sean just does not care about this last week of school, which they said in the beginning too, and or, you know, have mentioned throughout the scenes, but never actually referenced that.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that Jack is celebrating his brother.
I know, and it's sweet.
I am bummed that Sean does not care for that, because they've just been working on their relationship this entire year. And
I know. Sean's being such a downer. It's like really sad and unnecessary.
I also didn't think it was that cool of a caricature, but like he got him a gift.
Yeah, it's sweet though. Like he did the thing for you.
Yeah.
The least you could do is be like, thanks. Thanks, man.
And especially because he knows more than anybody of what Sean's been going through with like his dad and just how he also was raised. And so it's, I just wish that Sean would have cared. But I like the little brother love and affection of just how they show it is fighting.
Just wrestling.
Which, you know, if you have brothers when you're also younger, that is something that happens. So the fact that they never got to do that and now they're doing it while they're in high school and college is very cute and fun.
It's very sweet. I like that it's a thing that we have seen consistently.
Yeah. They're going to keep doing it, I bet.
Like, I think it's how we communicate. Like, yeah, it seems to be.
You're always fighting, but it's always for, you know, loving good reasons. You just don't know how to talk well.
Just trying to talk to each other.
But yeah, Eric, what in the hell? I think something that I noticed at the end, I feel like Will just actually accidentally dropped stuff at the end because Matt Lawrence is on the ground trying not to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's very fun. But it's ridiculous. So
yeah. I wish I even knew how to describe what he's wearing, but it's like actually insane.
It's like, yeah, it's like a full jumpsuit that's black, like over.
At first
the
I thought it was
too.
A scuba suit, and then I was like, no, that's all fabric.
That's a good way to describe it though. Because like he looks like he's wearing a big black scuba suit.
Yeah.
But then there's like night vision goggles.
Thing. Yeah,
like-
yeah. And also like a big vest. Like there's
Yeah. Yeah, it's like he went to a spy store and then got all of their things.
Yeah.
For no reason. We don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. And it honestly, it's fine. So next scene, we are back in the school hallway. We open on some chickens. Corey and Sean come around a corner and Corey says, chickens in the hallway. Chickens in the hallway, huh? Someone must have let him loose as the official senior prank. Why, this is hilarious. Literally nobody is reacting to the chickens. He continues screaming about the chickens and running around, finishing, I wonder which crazy senior thought this up. This is nuts. Feeny walks up and says, what'd you do, run a couple of chickens? Corey turns to him, yeah, don't step on them or I lose my deposit. Chickens! And runs away. Sean says to Feeny, you know, if I were into this, which I'm not, I'd do a senior prank that you'd remember. Feeny smiles, oh, I'm sure you would, Mr. Hunter. Are you working on that assignment about what high school's meant to you? Sean says, oh, yeah, the assignment. No, I'm not. Corey runs by screaming about chickens again, and Feeny says, I really think you should. Sean asks, are you saying I have to? Feeny says, what you end up doing, Mr. Hunter, is up to you. Always has been. I'm just here to point out what page we're on. He walks away as Corey runs back up screaming again, but Topanga also walks up at this point and says, finish my valedictorian speech. You guys want to hear it? Sean starts to say no, but we quick pan over to Minkus standing by Feeny's door again. Oh, and what makes you so sure you're the class valedictorian, little Missy? She says, because I'm Topanga. And he says, well, I'm Minkus, and I have 699 A's, which according to my records is the same as you. Topanga stances up as Corey behind her says, you counted A's? What kind of sick psychopath counts A's? Topanga looks at him like, sort of mischievously, he looks back at her and says, oh, yeah. She says, I'll tell you what to do, Steward. You can go get Feeny's gradebook and count them again. She walks past him and says, you did something. Then to Corey, she did something, didn't she? Corey says, take it easy, Minkus. You never had a chance. He says, oh, she's evil, Corey. She's an evil little girl. Corey says, yeah, but every time I kiss her, I don't care. He walks over to her and she says, I read that material on Yale you gave me. He says, yeah, what'd you think? She says, Corey, when you said you were serious about being supportive, you weren't saying that just to be supportive, were you? He says, Topanga, listen, Yale is one of the best schools in the country, and you deserve to go there. She goes, I always tried to be a good student because I thought college would be the most important decision in my life. He agrees it is. What can be a more important decision? She doesn't answer, but we get sort of like a reaction shot from her here, and he continues, listen, Topanga, I'm okay with this. She asks, really? And he says, yeah, go. She says, thank you, and walks away. He sits down on the floor next to some gathered chickens and says, you guys gonna leave me too? And that is the end of the scene.
Oh boy. Chickens in the hallway as a senior prank is nothing, Corey.
I love chickens.
I mean, I do too, but it's very funny. Like, so his reaction to it, he's got to cool it.
Yeah, he thinks it's the funniest thing. He's literally running around screaming. Like, I cut out a lot of the screaming.
Yeah. Like, arms flailing. He is so excited about
jumping over
this thing
tables.
That he did.
It's very dramatic.
But yeah, that was ridiculous. I love that they do have Minkus back now to do this little valedictorian fight, because
yeah,
again, that was something at the beginning, and just seeing, you know, them even progress to now getting to high school and being like, I'm the smartest one, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. It's just, it's very fun. And I love, again, she keeps doing little side smirks that are just so golden. And whatever Danielle is doing is great. Again, another instance where I was just writing, please put like your education above a man, because you can tell that she's also wanting something more from Corey when he's, in my opinion, like when she's talking about like, you know, I used to think that Yale was like the top thing. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of like waits. And it seems like there's some sort of interaction that he, she's waiting for him to say, like, you know.
Yeah, he's like, what could be a more important decision? And she's like,
which I feel like that's also her needing some reassurance of like, we're going to be good if like I do this, or like, do you want me to stay? Like those kind of things. Because then when she does ask, like, you want me to go? You want me to do this? And he's like, yeah, of course. It's like, all right, cool. And then she leaves and it's like, Corey. she does care about you, but I don't know. I say all that knowing like Corey is also trying his absolute best and he does care about her so much.
Right.
And again, like having been in this position before, it's like extremely hard to rationalize feelings where you're like, I want you to stay. I want you to go and do what you need to do as well.
Yeah.
Like it's really hard. You got to wrestle with that. But you also have to talk about it. You can't just be like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, Corey is at this point doing his best to be supportive. He's like, really think about this. Don't just make the decision. And like just because you really like basically just like think about it, like really think about it. Don't just make the choice because you quote unquote want to be with me. Like, obviously, I feel like he's not doing enough of like, obviously, I want you to stay, but also I want you to make the right decision for you.
Yeah.
Like, because those things don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Right.
And I feel like he is leaning so far into, like, please go. Like, you should go. Like, it's so good. Like, you should go.
Like, being supportive boyfriend while, like, not fully thinking about his feelings.
Yeah. He's not even, like, putting any of his feelings into it. Like, he's not telling her how he actually feels about the situation. He's just trying to be. And in some ways, I'm like, is this him making up for the fact that he reacted so poorly in the last episode when he found out about Yale? And so he's hard swinging in the opposite direction to be like, no, really, I am proud of you. And I think that this is a big deal. And I care about like you, but I want you to make the right decision. And you don't just make this decision without thinking about it. Like, really think about it.
And the fact that he had gone out of his way to go print off things and actually researching it himself. Like, he's showing an interest in it now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're totally right. It does feel like he is making up for that fact. So in some ways, I do respect that a lot, because that would
it's probably
be such
really
a bummer,
hard
to like get into your dream school. And then, you know, just having a boyfriend that's like, yeah, cool. My life's ruined.
Okay, so the next scene, we pick back up pretty immediately, it seems. We're back in the hallway. Corey is moping as Sean walks up and he says, Topanga's going to Yale. Sean shakes his head. Told you, man, this is going to be a terrible week. Corey goes, God, why did I have to act so supportive? Sean asks, so you were just pretending? Corey replies, I didn't think she'd actually go through with it. Sean says, so? Tell her how you feel. Corey goes, I can't. Sean's like, why not? And Corey says, because I don't want her making the wrong choice because of me. Sean asks, so you're not pretending this time? Corey says, no, I'm not. And that is the end of the scene.
I think the one line that just stuck with me is just, you didn't think that, or like, she'd didn't think that she'd actually go through with it. Because I'm like, dude, you told her so many times, and that is something that she was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't she?
Right.
But if you're also not going to talk about like your feelings and how you're feeling about it, like, how would she know? Sean's right.
But also, I think I can really respect the fact that like, once he is being honest about the fact that he didn't want her to go and was sort of just trying to like pretend to be supportive. I don't feel like pretending is like the right, because he was being supportive.
Yeah.
Actually. And like, clearly that is what he wants because he's saying it now. But like, I think he just was hard swinging too supportive, basically. Instead of like putting any of his emotions in it, he was just like, you should go, you should do this thing. I think it's really important and think it's really good that you got in and you should go. Like I said, literally 2 seconds ago, but like, for him to now be like, I don't want her making the wrong choice because of me. And Sean says, you're not pretending this time. And he says, no, I'm not. Like, that is, to me, really good boyfriending.
Yeah, 100%.
He could then go back to her and be like, actually, I was lying.
Be way worse.
Which would be way worse.
I think the thing that they're not doing is, again, just coming at this from a perspective of like having to do this, is like talking mm-hmm. through a plan of like what would happen.
Yeah.
Like, because he's just kind of throwing it like, you got to go. You got to go do this thing. Mm-hmm. Like, things are going to be fine, but you got to go do it. As opposed to just being like, okay, so how is this actually going to work if like I am off and you are over here? Like, which, because they both want to be together. Like, that's very clearly true. So I don't know. I feel like they're, in the way that he's trying to be so supportive, it's like he's not, again, taking his feelings into account fully. And it's like, you're not actually figuring out what would happen.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That now he's sitting here and it's like, damn, I don't want her to go.
But, the consequences of my own actions.
Like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. I think now we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more of Graduation after this.
Hello, everybody. It's Sid. Welcome to The Midroll, the spot where we do announcements, featured ads, and anything else that we want to talk about. First things first, if you like our show and any of the other shows on the network, please consider backing us at patreon.com/thescavengersnetwork. For just $2 a month, you can get access to hours and hours of bonus content, and every donation helps support us and the network. Secondly, The Lost Years has merch. You can get Nostalgia Bud stickers, hats, t-shirts, our sweet little idiot dad hat, a nostalgia notebook. Everything I just mentioned can be found on the Scavengers Network website, www.scavengersnetwork.com/shop, and then you click on The Lost Years and you can purchase away. If you do happen to have any of The Lost Years merch, you can feel free to share with us, tag us, show it off. We want to see it. We'd love to see it. We'd love to see you. Yep. thank you for joining us for the season 5 finale here. We're really looking forward to kicking off season 6 and then eventually season 7, but I don't want to think about that yet because I can't believe that our show is not really nearing the end, but in a way, kind of. Isn't that wild? Anyway, we'd like to dive right back into the episode. So do you have water nearby? If not, you should go get some. And while you're at it, get yourself a little snack. Treat yourself. You deserve it. Thank you for joining us. Let's get back to the episode.
And we're back in Feeny's office. He is packing things up in his office when there's a knock at his door. It's Topanga. And she says, hey, I was in the library and I saw your light on. What are you still doing here? He says, I'm just packing up a few things. What on earth are you doing in the library? She sits. I was working on my valedictorian speech. He says, oh, your speech will be fine. Give yourself a break. She says, yeah, but now that I'm going to Yale, everyone's going to expect it to be like from someone who's going to Yale. Fine's not going to be enough. He goes, Miss Lawrence, what did you actually come here to ask me? She says, I don't know what to do. Should I go to Yale? He sits. If you're asking me if Yale is one of the finest academic institutions in the country, I would have to say, duh. She says, that's not why I'm asking. He goes, well, if you're asking me whether or not you would be successful there, Yale wouldn't have accepted you if they didn't think you could live up to the challenge. She repeats, that's not why I'm asking. He says, I tell you what, I'll retire right now. What do you want? She says, if I knew what I wanted, I wouldn't have come to you. He says, well, then listen very carefully. Unless you have a very good reason for not going to Yale, you should go. She smiles and thanks him, and he says, you're welcome. If you need any more counseling, my door is always open to my students. She stands to go, but then a grappling hook comes flying in the window, which they both react to, and then Eric climbs in, and he says, okay, Mr. Feeny, you are not retiring. You're not going anywhere. Feeny says, however, I must learn to close my window. Eric continues, you are going to live in that house next door to my parents until you die or I die, whichever one comes first. Although, you know, it'd probably be you because you're like, what, 80? Feeny yells, get out, and points at the window. Eric says, okay, hey, Topanga. And he takes the grappling hook, stands on the window ledge, and then sort of falls out screaming. Feeny puts his face in his hand, seemingly frustrated, but it's fully like hiding a Bill Daniels laugh. And that is the end of the scene.
That's what I was like. Bill Daniels looks like he's about to break. And I loved it because, like, Will, what are you doing?
It's
just
so
fully jumping down.
My favorite part of this is that clearly this window is on it's like level with the ground.
Yeah.
So like he does like a climb in and he's honestly doing a very good job at making it look like it's not. But then when he jumps out of the window, you can tell that his legs just like hit the ground before he like fully collapses in. And it's very silly.
Yeah. It's just one of those that I wish I knew what the script actually said. Like, if he yeah. was supposed to jump or, like, how he was supposed to handle stuff. Because anytime that Will has done anything in this episode, everybody looks like they're about to break. And so I'm wondering if it's, like, him just making a choice. And they're like, yeah, whatever, keep it.
That's such a good point. That's such a good point.
Oh, man. But yeah, seeing Feeny pack up was sad to me.
Yeah.
I was confused as to why Topanga was at the school library at night. The school it's should not night. Be open.
Yeah, it's night as hell. I don't know why she's in the library.
But yeah.
And also how.
Yeah.
My library closed at 4 o'clock after school.
And they walked through the library and said, you need to leave now.
Right.
The library's closing. The school is closing. Unless you have an extracurricular here, you can't be at the school.
Right. Exactly.
But maybe the 90s were different. I don't know. What I do like about this is everything that Feeny is saying is all true. Like, even though it's not exactly what she wants to be hearing. Yeah. But I like that he is just also being supportive of life and not just academics in this case. Mm-hmm. Because of what he says in this final is, like, if there is something that is bigger or, like, a more important deal to you, then don't go. But, mm-hmm. like, otherwise you should go. And it's just very good because, like, clearly he's invested in them, too. He knows what's going on, and he's giving her all of the things that she would normally like to hear, but it's like, clearly there's something else, and I'm not going to tell you go be with Corey, but like, you have to be really certain about that.
You also have to be the one to make the decision.
Yeah, like, you know? He can't, like, just tell you.
Exactly.
But yeah, I like it. I like that Feeny has just dialed back from, like, just being academics or, like, the most important thing, like, as he was in season one. Like, it's just fun to also watch him be a person. I like it a lot.
He's also their friend. He's not their friend, but, like, he's like a carer.
I would say he's more of a mentor now than, like, just being a teacher. Mm-hmm. Which I like.
It's nice. It's nice, and we love it. Okay, so the next scene we are
this is where I had I'm crying in my notes.
I forgot it was happening.
Yep.
So the next scene, we are in Feeny's class. He says, in a few minutes, you'll be flying out of here like your pants are on fire. But since this is our last class together, I just want to say, the bell rings and everyone runs out of the class, sans the trio. No idea where Angela is. She's just not in this class, I guess.
She's gone.
She's gone. Feeny finishes, usually I time it better than that. The trio is still sitting there and he says, okay, the bell rang, and, like, gives him a little wave. Corey says, we want to hear what you have to say. Topanga adds, we've got time. He says, oh, well, I was just going to say good luck. The truth is, I'm not very good at saying goodbye. The audience awes, and he finishes, we're not going to get all sappy, are we? Topanga asks, we wanted to know if your decision to retire had anything to do with us. Corey says, Mr. Feeny, we know we haven't made life that easy for you these past couple of years. Sean adds, I mean, when you think about all the stupid stuff we pulled. Corey finishes, you have to be leaving because of us. Feeny confirms, well, I am, but not because of what you've done to me. It's because of what you've done for me. Sean says, we haven't done anything for you. And he says, you three have given me more gratification in the last 4 years than I ever dreamed possible. You must know that. Corey says, we always complained about how difficult we are. Feeny agrees, well, you are, but sometimes the things you complain most about are the things you care most about. Unfortunately, we don't always know that until it's too late. He's looking at Sean now and finishes, by the way, how's that paper coming? We get a fade transition. It's later, arbitrarily, and Sean is sitting on the stairs in the hallway looking around, and then another fade transition to Feeny welcoming everyone to graduation, so we'll call that a scene.
Yeah, this is one of the scenes that I started tearing up, mm-hmm. Because there were two times in this episode that I cried. That is one of them. The kids are the real ones for staying behind, because
I know.
Everybody else just bolted out of there.
Sprinted out.
Like, this is his last time teaching, and they all just leave.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at them. But that's why I love the trio so much. And it's just so sad to, like, he has been with them since being in middle school. This man has been a middle school teacher for years. He's dealt with so many things. He's just been a teacher. And then to then go to being a high school teacher and also the principal, it's like, he's doing more with his life, but, like, also growing with these kids, like, actually getting to see them grow. And it's so sad for the kids to say, is it because of us? Like, that is because he's, again, gone with them, that it's like, did we do something wrong? And it's like, no, don't even think that. because obviously, like, he's getting along with you guys so well. You guys can go to him about anything. He's, like, not the hard-ass teacher from the beginning that you were all, like, frightened of. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's, the fact that he's, like, basically they changed his life and, like, outlook on life is so sweet.
It's so sweet.
And yeah, I cried.
It's both, it's very fun at the beginning because he's like, usually I time it better than that. And I like, it's almost like, oh man, I'm losing it in my old age, you know, like that's why I'm retiring. Yeah. But then also for him to, two things. First thing, clearly these kids are his favorite. So it kind of does make sense to me that everyone else ran out because they're like, he doesn't care about us.
Yeah, for sure.
But also rude. I get it. Second thing, there's like a moment in the way that like Bill is acting in this scene mm-hmm. where it feels like he is on the verge of getting choked up and yep. he is trying to hold it back, which I think is, I don't know if that's like real or acting or a combination of both, but it feels really honest and yeah. like to this moment. And I love it. I love it because there's like pauses in the things that he's saying and it's just like, oh. Oh, I just love watching him act. Like, he's so, so good at this. And he's so good at this, like, character. And it feels great. It feels great to watch.
Yeah.
Really sad. It's like, oh, but you're doing such a good job.
Yeah, even when he has the line where he's like, I'm not good at goodbyes.
Yeah.
Knowing Feeny's life and just the things that he has dealt with, like, he's lost his wife. There are people in his life that are just gone. And it's just like, I've never had to really deal with that now, like, other than just kids graduating every year and being like, all right, mm-hmm. do your best. But it's like, these kids I care about so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that he has, like in that moment where he's like, truth is, I'm not very good at goodbyes, like, he tries to, like, brush it off. He, like, walks away from them sort of to the chalkboard and is, like, doing things to be like, we're not getting all sappy, right?
Yep.
To, like, just, like, avoid that, like, hard emotion. And I'm just like, oh, you're so great. You're so great.
He always has the best words. Just yeah. he can always speak. So the fact that he is also choked up just speaking to these kids and is like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be that. I don't want yeah. to get to that point with you. It's so sad. Like, he always has something to say. He always has insights. He does it.
For them to also, for Sean to be like, we haven't done anything for you. And he's like, come on. You must know. You must know how much I care about you.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. It's
Nope.
It makes me think of, like, also, like, this scene is very sort of reflective of the very, very last scene in the show, too, which I love and we will eventually get to. But, like, it's just like a warm hug. It also sad. And I love it.
Yeah. It's so good. I love Mr. Feeny.
He's the best.
I get it. I know when everybody has just talked over the years and has said that, you know, he's so influential in their lives and he's the best. Like, truly, he's one of the best written characters that I've ever seen in TV or movies or anything. Like,
1000%.
Oh man.
he's the best. Nothing more to be said.
Nope.
he's the GOAT. He's the best. Okay, so the next scene, we are at graduation. Like I said, Feeny is welcoming the audience and then to the students. Congratulations, we did it. And now it's time to introduce our valedictorian, a student who exemplifies, there's so many big words in this sentence. Yes. A student who exemplifies academic excellence as well as extracurricular achievement and social conscience. Minkus stands up from where he's sitting on the stage and yells, she got one more lousy A than I did. Students pull him down as Feeny finishes. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Topanga Lawrence. She gets up and Sean notes that Corey's not clapping. He says, I can't. The closer we get to graduating, the closer she gets to Yale. Topanga starts, thank you, Mr. Feeny. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow class members of the class of 98, I'm very honored to be your valedictorian, and I worked very hard on this speech. However, I'm not going to give it. There's like a reaction shot of the audience. It's like, oh. Like, it's very funny. Because I know somebody who could give a much better speech than I ever could. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Sean Hunter. Sean winks and says to Corey, hey, you only go to high school once. He heads over to the podium, him and Topanga hug, and it's like a very cute hug. I love this hug.
Yeah.
It's one of two favorite hugs in this episode. He begins his speech. Thank you, Topanga. You know, I read her speech. It kicked butt. I attended John Adams High School sporadically during the last 4 years. I barely have a C average. That's why I'm here. Mr. Feeney asked us to write about what we were feeling this week, and of course, I was feeling like I always do. I couldn't wait to get out of here. Topanga then sort of whispers to Corey, I know what I want to do with my life. Corey says, shh, Sean speaking in public. This will never happen again in our lives. Sean continues, but now high school is over, and just when I'm finally free, I find myself sneaking back into this place and sitting in the hall, thinking about my friends and all the time we spent here. He turns, and you, Mr. Feeney, I started thinking about you, and how you've always told us what to do without ever telling us what to do. You taught us about life. I was thinking about how much this place has been my home and how many times I screwed up while I was here. How I could have done better. I could have done better. He folds up his speech. That's what I wrote. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. I could have done better. Congratulations to those of you who did. He starts to go sit back down, but Feeney stops him to shake his hand. Sean, that was a fine paper. No one could have done better. Oh, it's emotional.
Yep, that is. That was time two, everybody.
It's emotional. Feeney goes back up to the podium and starts, now I would like to say something. Eric then shoots up from the group of students who I don't know how long he's been in there, but it's very funny framing. Again, peaking the audio and yells, no, I'm not going to yell, but he yells no, but it's great. You're not going anywhere. He starts saying hi to everyone. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. He like kids. He's like congratulating them, sort of stepping through the students to get to the main part of the stage, walks up to the podium, and though Feeney protests, takes the microphone. As most of you already know, at the end of this school year, Mr. Feeney will be retiring. And as a former student at John Adams High, it made me real mad. Hello, I'm Eric Matthews. Feeney tries to take the mic from him, and he says, back off, old man. Corey whisper yells to him, and he says, Corey, I know what I'm doing. Mr. Feeney, I could tell you what I think about you, but it would just come out a bunch of words. And I know that nobody could say it better than a little girl named Lulu. Music. Music starts playing, and people look a mixture of confused and amused. And what this boils down to is Eric singing a dramatic cover of To Serve With Love, while his family and Feeney look deeply embarrassed. Eventually, we move on to the actual graduation. Our little babies get their diplomas with the group like hugging each person as they return. Special shout out to Shangela's hug. That is my favorite part.
I specifically wrote that hug. Like, I thought it was all cute, but Sean and Angela have the biggest hug, and it is one of the best parts of the entire ceremony.
It makes me fully emotional. Like, I love them so much. It's such a good... Also, Angela, Trina is so pregnant.
She's yes. So pregnant. So hidden with the robe, but you can definitely tell.
We're trying to hide it, but I'm like, ah, I see. It you're pregnant. And then also when Minkus graduates, he like puts his arms out once he gets their diploma, and they all hug him too, and it's very cute. Mm-hmm. Once all four of them have gotten diplomas, Corey turns to Topanga. So you were gonna say something? Was it important? She says, you mean that I've decided what I want to do with my life? He goes, yeah, that. She starts, Mr. Feeney said I should go to Yale unless I have a really good reason not to. He says, well, there isn't any good reason. She rebuts, actually, there is. Feeney announces the last graduate, and Topanga says, Corey. He says, what? Feeney presents the graduating class of 1998, which is bonkers, insane to me and my brain. The students stand as the audience cheers, and Corey starts to stand, and then Topanga asks, will you marry me? He sits back down, stunned. The students all toss their caps and cheer, and them just looking at each other is how we end the season. There is no end credits. That is the end. Imagine that cliffhanger.
Yes. Those bastards in the writing room left it at a cliffhanger and no post-credit scene, which I appreciate, but damn, season 5 finale went really hard.
So crazy. I'm so curious if they knew they were getting a season 6 when they ended like this.
They had to.
Because you have to know, right? Like,
yeah. You can't just leave it at that.
Right.
Oh boy. I'm going to go back to the beginning, but...
Yes.
So they're the class of 1998. Weren't they supposed to be the class of 2000? Or did I make that up in my head?
Oh, I don't know.
I have like some vague memory of Feeney talking about the 2000s, and it was like, whoa, in the 90s that must have felt weird.
They did like future. It was like a reunion. They were like pretending like they were at their reunion. So maybe I don't know if that was their like 10-year reunion, and that's what that year would have been, or if they would have been the graduating class of 2000.
I should have looked it up before coming here, but I feel like there was something with 2000 that I could have sworn that they were the graduating class. So for them to be like, it's 1998, it was a moment where I thought the Boy Meets World timelines don't exist.
None of them.
In chronological order.
Well, even so, the way that they talk about high school as being 4 years, but they started high school in seventh grade.
Right.
So
everything's weird, but like we love it.
Like, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Note one. I am very happy that, you know, obviously Topanga got valedictorian. She worked so hard. I was very proud of her. Thought it was so sweet of her to give it to Sean. One of the best things. I love, again, the hug between them, how you pointed out. Because, again, they are best friends, too. Like,
yeah, they're
definitely
friends too.
Because, like, Corey and Sean, and then Corey and Topanga. But it's, like, Sean and Topanga also have a really good friendship. And I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Sean's speech. It's funny because, like, I love it. And at the same time, I'm like, that would be such a downer of a graduation speech.
I know.
If that were me. Just to be like, I could have done better.
I could have done. He's making it fully about him, kind of. I mean, he did, like, at the end be like, congratulations of those of you who did. But, like,
even
come
then,
on,
I'd be
man.
Like, all right. But I did do the work.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But knowing Sean, I respect it. And I think it's so sad. The scene before, I know it kind of just, like, shifted in between scenes, but, like, Sean's actually thinking about this. Like, the entire episode, he's just kind of been, you know, relaxed about the whole thing, like, not really caring about being at school anymore. Like, it's not been as big of a deal. And, yeah. You know, for Feeny to continuously bring it up of, like, really think about it without telling him, like, you got to do this assignment. It's like, just yeah. think about it. You know, what are you thinking about? For him to then realize that, like, this school has been like a home base for him, and how he says, and it's like his safety net sort of from the outside world yeah. to then be thrown into that in this next year. It's like, that's one really hard concept for him to grasp at that age. So it's like mm-hmm. awesome that he did. I don't know. It's like, he knows that he also could have done better, and for like him to make that realization and, you know, announce it to everybody that he knows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's very sweet, but it's like sad at the same time, because, you know, now Sean's just going to have to deal with life without Feeny telling him what to do, or, you know, his friends always being around. Like, because you don't know what life is after high school until you get yeah. there. But yeah, for Feeny to then come up and be like, no one could have done better. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's so sweet. It's so sweet. Yeah. He knew what it meant for Sean.
Yeah.
And also for him to, like, even think about the, like, leaving high school that deeply, considering his attitude about it that whole week, like, for him to go into it and really think about it and, like, write that paper, quote unquote speech, is, like, it's just, like, growth from Sean, which is always, yeah. you know, fun to and good to see. I think a lot about how specifically, like, Sean's living situation changed so much
yep.
through basically every year that he was in high school. And so school for him was the only consistent place in his life.
Yeah.
It's like Corey and school. And like, that's really it.
Yeah.
And so it does make sense that he was both sort of down on the celebrating of leaving, with like probably not even really thinking about what it meant for him to be leaving high school, that like feeling for him.
Yeah.
Until the very end, and then to come out of it and be like, yeah, like I should have done better, but you know, I'm happy to have like had this time.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that the latter half of high school, like he was trying harder. Like he got his girlfriend, you know, as time goes on, then he was also growing, and it's like there were other things that came with it. But
yeah.
That's such a sad thing to also realize too, is like I could have done better, and like yeah. I should have done better. Yeah. I had that in college, let me tell you, but it's weird to, like, have that in high school.
For sure.
Yeah, Eric pulling a Gabriela Montez and just standing up in the middle of everybody did crack me up.
That's very funny.
But straight up also hijacking their graduation.
Yeah.
My guy, what are you doing?
Like, the logistics alone, like how did he do any, because he's in the middle of the kids,
right.
So like all of these people saw this 20-year-old sitting there and they and nobody said anything. They were all just like, I guess this is fine.
And for him to coordinate with the AV people, because he said music,
so
and
music.
They just put it on. So he had to talk to them before and just say,
dude,
hey, I'm gonna do this thing, and when I say go, you go. Is crazy.
That is wild.
Almost like a filibuster of sorts. Like he's just
it
delaying.
It is a filibuster.
That's such a good leaving. Way to describe it. Just knows that as soon as graduation's done, then Feeny's done, and he does not
yeah.
want that to happen. So he's
yeah.
obviously gonna sing a long song, because it goes on for a while.
It goes on a very long time.
I will not lie to you. I did skip through it because
that's fair.
I did want it to end because I did want to see them graduate.
Yeah. I think the funniest thing that happens is that the parents and Morgan try to sneak out of the graduation.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
And also, it made me realize that Topanga's parents are not there.
Yeah, they're not.
Which is insane because
her aunt.
Yeah, like, your child is graduating high school and she is the valedictorian and she's giving her speech. You can come back from Pittsburgh. I promise it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack is there.
Yeah, Jack's there. Jack's being great. And yeah. Sean's parents aren't there either.
Yeah, Sean's parents aren't there. And Angela's parents aren't there.
Where's everybody's parents?
The only important parents are the ones that have names that we know.
Forget about
we know Chet's name. We know Chet's name. We know Topanga's parents' names change, so I don't know what they are at this current time.
Yeah. Jedediah.
Jedediah and Chloe, I think, was the original, but I don't know if it is Rhiannon yet or not.
I would be curious, though, why the actor that played Mr. Turner did not come back for this. Like, if they asked him, because...
Yeah, Tony,
It blows my mind that he would not be there. Not only just for the kids. Like, they...
Maybe
they made
booked.
A reference about the fact that, like, Turner was in the other half of the building, quote-unquote. Yeah. Like, he's still around. He's just not in their kids' lives. But for him to have that big of an impact in Sean's life and for, like, that to not be there, it blows my mind that he would not be there. So I'm sure it's a scheduling thing, but dang.
It is. It's a bummer for sure. We do get Sean John closure in Girl Meets World.
That's too far away.
It's too far away. I'm just letting you know that it happens.
It's after
and
Boy
it's
Meets
beautiful.
World.
I love it. Oh, it's so good, Sid. Ugh. Oh, it's so good. It makes my fucking body scrap. I love it.
Oh my God.
It's so good. I watch it sometimes when I want to cry.
Oh gosh. Oh, but I wanted Mr. Turner here so bad.
I know.
Yeah, all of them hugging is great. All of them coming up and hugging Minkus is great because, again, Minkus has just been gone. So it's lovely to see them being supportive of him. Again, the Sean and Angela hug is the best, I think, out of all of them. And I figured that Topanga was going to choose Corey. What I did not expect was what happened. And genuine jaw-dropping experience for me. I was like, what the heck? I had no idea that this happened. I had not been aware of that in any, you know, con panel that we went. I don't know if they talked about it and I blacked out. Like,
I don't think they've talked about it.
I was like realistically simply gobsmacked.
It's a very good way to end a season. It's a very fun way to end the season.
Yeah. And that's such a, again, drastic 180 from everything. It's like they almost both just swung the pendulum so far. You know, great that they're together because they both have this type of personality where it's like, I've thought about it and I want to do this insane thing because I care about you.
I'm so excited for the season 6 premiere. It's so fun.
Well, I saw what the title of the next one is. So I was like, well, yeah, I got to know.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah. And then it's just the cliffhanger and the no credit scene, which makes sense. If I was also watching it live, you know, that reaction would have been the exact same. So
it's crazy. It's Ooh. Fun. It's good. And I love it. And oh, baby, season 6. We're coming. Oh. We're on our way. I'm so excited.
We're in the college years now, Tay. We did it.
We did it. We really did it. Hey, what was the lesson, Sid? Was there a lesson?
So I didn't even have one written down, but I guess the one that I would say is don't have your life revolve around a guy.
Mm.
Just because of this, and this is like my own personal thing, but
sure, yeah,
like me coming from the almost 30-year-old, it's like go to college. But I wouldn't say that that's like the lesson. I don't know. It's just talk about things with your SO.
Yeah, I think another one could be I'm thinking like a common saying. Instead of like actual, but like stop and smell the roses, you know, like appreciate what you have while you have it.
The other one is you don't know what you got till it's gone. So yeah, how about that? Listen to that Counting Crows song that I love so much.
Well, hey, that's the end of the episode. Welcome.
Welcome.
We're here. You've done it. We've done it together.
I think as a whole, not that we've ever done these types of recaps before. I think as a whole, season 5 is one of my favorite seasons of this entire show.
You're correct.
It's great. Everything about it. I was thinking about different plot lines that happened in this entire season. And I know that they're getting older, so when they get older, it's better, but...
I've been said from the jump. I said 5, 6, 7. Banger, banger, banger.
Yeah. 5 really did solidify it. There's so many things.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Yeah.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, you know, Blue Sky, TikTok. I'm sure we'll update it at some point.
Yeah, you know.
At the Lost Years Pod, and let you know when episodes drop and, you know, things we would like to share. Just letting you know updates with our lives and the podcast.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. You can also email us at thelastyearspod@gmail.com. We'll read your email on the show. Like this email from Brian. Brian said, "What I'm nostalgic for this month, since I haven't emailed in a while, is bowling. The bowling alley was the original social network before Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook. People used to head to the lanes for black lights, loud music, french fries, pizza, and fun. It's a great game that can be played by all shapes and sizes. Sorry for not emailing in lately, but I'm doing fine. My son just started T-ball, so between that and work and planning a Disney World vacation, it's already been a busy summer. Have a great week." And he sent us some more pictures of his kids, which are the cutest. They're getting so big.
Brian, I'm so happy for you.
I love that. Disney World, that's going to be so much fun. And then he also said, "Also just realized I've already done this as nostalgia, so I guess I'm double nostalgic for bowling." Which I don't know if that's true. But I love that. I love that. God, your kids are so cute, Brian.
Oh, Brian, I am so in love with bowling.
That's true. Sid is really in love with bowling. And also, bowling is really fun.
I agree, though. Like, there's something... I feel like when I was growing up, it was such a thing to go and bowl. Like, go to the local bowling alley and do this. And I don't know if it's just because it's a Midwest thing, but... everybody would just go on like a Friday or Saturday night and meet up and hang out. And it was always fun. And like my brother's generation does not do that at all. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, we don't.
What happened to the bowling alley?
Honestly, you can't find a bowling. Like the bowling alley in my town that I think they built when I was like, we had two.
Yeah.
And one of them closed down when they built the Brunswick Zone, which like obviously popped off. And that Brunswick Zone is closed now. Like bowling alleys are dead, I think.
Yeah, I know. In my hometown, we had a huge one that was called Thunderbird, and it was like 100 lanes. Like it was huge. And
that's so many lanes.
I know. Like it, the whole area, it was like a big warehouse, and there were so many bowling lanes. And that,
Holy geez.
When it was glow bowling, like it was a very big deal. And then there was a little tiny one that was called Bolero. And
it was an excellent name.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think it's a chain, but we have like the one in. Around my hometown, and it used to be just like this dingy little bowling alley that you could tell it's like from the 60s and they just haven't really done anything. And then a few years ago they updated it, and so it's still got the 70s vibe but like a newer design and everything, so it looks like the cool retro
70s.
And it's so much fun to go there, and every time I'm home now pretty much it's just like, you want to go bowl, family, or friends that are around, and we always go to Bolero because Thunderbird shut down. And
yeah,
it's like the only one of the only bowling alleys that exists now.
There's like one, there's a couple bowling alleys in this. Well, there's like bowling alleys that are attached to like big like AMC arcade stuff.
But not just like sole bowling alleys.
Yeah, that's not what you want. Like, I just want to go to a bowling alley. Yeah. And so there's one that's, there's like a couple in Chicago, but there's one that's like semi near me. And I think I might just try to like, oh my God, I totally forgot that my college also had a bowling alley.
What the heck?
Yes, we went, I remember there was a day that I got all of my guy friends together, and I think somebody else was supposed to come with, like another girl was supposed to come with us, but it didn't happen. It was just me. And because I won like bowling or something, I got like 2 hours of free bowling or something. Huh. And I got all of my guy friends together and I was like, let's go bowling. And we all went bowling. And that was, I think, probably the last time I've been actually bowling. But man, I love bowling. And I think I might just try to do that again. Just like make
it so much
like,
fun.
Just invite a bunch of people to go bowling.
Yeah, freaking do it. I love to do it whenever I can. I have been potentially might join a league. I've been trying to get some people together, and that means that I also will probably go get my own bowling ball, which I've been looking for. And this doesn't exist. I want like a custom bowling ball, but they're so hard to come by. But the floral sky from SpongeBob.
Yeah. I saw you posting about that. I was like, what are you talking about?
I want a ball that's just that. And it's so hard because anytime I look up SpongeBob bowling ball and just like no one's made it, right? Like it just doesn't exist. That's all I want. But anytime I do it, it's like the logo of the show is smacked on it. Like it's his huge face. It's a big yellow ball. And I'm like, I don't want that. I want an artsy bowling ball.
Could you find like an Etsy store?
They're really hard to like do custom bowling balls. I've learned. I have looked on so many like different Etsy things. There's specific bowlerx.com. Like there's all these things that I've been looking for where it's here's get your custom design. And it's like sites from the 90s or early aughts that I don't understand how they're still functioning. But like bowling's really difficult. That being said, I love it. I got like a 191 last summer and I was very excited about that. Like,
wow.
I love the sport. I get you.
Who do you think you are? I am.
It's my favorite thing. Every time that comes up, it's like, here's the annual reminder of this day in history. This thing was said. It's the best.
Most nonsensical, wonderful sentence. Absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, thank you, Brian, for that email, and feel free to email us like Brian did, and also you could rate us and write a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, all the places, and subscribe also all those places where you get podcasts.
Yeah, I got you.
Really helps us out, helps people find the show. I'm not doing well.
Yeah.
I like lost it at the end. It just fell apart in my mouth. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you to the Scavengers Network for having us on the network. You can check out other cool shows like Blink and You'll Miss It and Side Character Quest on www.scavengersnetwork.com.
.com. If you want to find me on the internet, I am all over the places at Taycro, TAYYCRO. And I'm also on Twitch, twitch.tv/itstaycro. Obviously, I was sick for the last 2 weeks, so I haven't been streaming. But I am streaming tonight as we record this. So if you want to check that out, it'll be in my VODs. Probably, maybe. Because it will be half muted because half of it's going to be Taylor Swift music. So. Mm-hmm. but yeah, follow me on Twitter. I'll be posting about that. And twitch.tv/itstaycrow.
Heck yeah. And I am everywhere on social media at Sudsley. And yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't like actively do stuff. So I'm just.
I know. It's fine. You can
follow me. It's fine. Whatever.
It's so funny. I just talk for so long and then you're like, and I'm Sudsley.
And I'm here too.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Happy end of season 5, baby.
We did it.
We did it. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next time.
You're Tay.
You're Sid.
Just like it's always been.
What else do you need to know?
I forgot the phrase. Bye, fam.
Bye, fam.
3 Scavengers Network.
Creator-driven, community-focused, treasured content.
Hey, Eli, do you want to help me make an improvised fantasy adventure podcast?
Hey, Ty, that sounds fun. Do we want to bring in all of our friends to play with us?
Nope, just you.
Okay, will I be on the whole time?
Actually, no, you'll be on for 3 to 6 episodes, and then we'll bring on another guest.
Okay, is one of us going to be the main character?
Nope, you're all just going to be side characters in a larger story.
Okay, but this podcast is going to be hard to find, right?
Nope, just look up Side Character Quest on whatever podcast app you like, or just go to sidecharacterquest.com.
Okay, but you promised not to kill my character, right?
No promises.
Oh no.